Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark.
Let's begin by preparing our hearts to be in God's presence, settling our minds and taking a few deep breaths to prepare ourselves to let go of any tension or distractions, to kind of center ourselves and bring our hearts before the Lord. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, it's a joy to come into your presence once again, to pray, to meditate on your word, to receive your grace. So I believe in you, Lord. I practice my faith. I strengthen and renew my faith in you, that you're here, you're listening. You're with me. You want to connect deeply with me in this time of prayer. And I believe that. And so I open my soul, my heart, my mind, my senses to you, so that you can mysteriously, in a way that only you know how, speak to my heart, touch me, reveal your presence to me. I hope in you, Lord. I am confident in your promises, in your desire to be with me always, even till the end of the ages. You have committed to be present and with your church and with me personally. And so I cannot but believe in this time of prayer, you want to reveal yourself, speak, lead, enlighten, console my heart. And I love you, Lord. I love you because as I look back on my life, I know and I see your hand, your presence, your guidance, your protection all throughout my life. And so it's only just that I love you, that I respond with gratitude and love to everything you've done for me. It gives me confidence and hope for the future that you'll continue to always be present. No matter what I might currently be feeling or tempted to feel or believe, I know you are there. You're with me. And I'm grateful, Lord. I express that gratitude sincerely. Thank you for all the graces, all the gifts you have given to me. And now as I pick up your word to read it, Jesus, I open my heart to be inspired, to be enlightened by the word of God. I'll read Luke 8, 1 to 3. It's a very simple passage, Jesus. I know it's not a lot of lines, but I trust that you, Jesus, will speak to me through it. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12. Some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. I'm first struck, Jesus, by how you are the subject of this first sentence. You were the one who journeyed and went town and village one after another. You were the one preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. You were the first evangelizer, the first preacher. You didn't just call your disciples together and talk to them and say, now go do this. You modeled it. You were the first, you were the founder. You showed them how to do it. And so many times when I'm preaching, sharing your word, preaching and speaking, I can think, you know, you've sent me to do this for you. But actually, when I'm doing this, Jesus, I'm imitating you. You were the first one to preach the kingdom of God. And sometimes when I'm challenged or I'm in an environment that doesn't want to hear it, or maybe and feel invited to give a truthful word that may be hard to receive, you were the first one to have to do this. Nothing that I experience in my work as your apostle and your priest, your follower, is anything that you haven't first experienced. So I can share all of that with you. Mission and apostolic activity is something that you and I have in common and share. You were the first to preach, to proclaim the good news of the kingdom. And Jesus, I see also that you didn't want to do it alone. You wanted 12 apostles with you, 12 men that you had called to follow you and to watch and to learn. You modeled for them. Said, come with me, see what I do. And so they followed you from town to village. They saw you preach. They helped. They collaborated in your preaching of the kingdom. And they observed it. It was a team approach. It was a communal approach. You didn't just go off on your own and do it. You said, come with me. Let's do this together. Watch, help, be engaged. And Jesus, for me as a priest, legionary of Christ, and member of the Reignum Christi movement, that's how you call us to do mission. It's with others, with lay people, together, as a community. Lay men and women, young adults, priests, consecrated men and women, a community of evangelists. Isn't that what the church is, Jesus? And that's why it's an extension of you. You're the head, and we're just your members. We're part of your body. And we do mission the same way you did, together. So Jesus, help me always to conceive of my ministry, even though I do it as a priest. And there's some responsibilities that are just mine, activities that just I do. But when possible, to do it with and in communion with others and teach others and model for others and bring them along and imitate you, to make this a communal activity and an imitation of you. And finally, Jesus, I'm struck by the people that you had with you. I mean, a woman obviously like Mary Magdalene who came to you in need with 7 demons, and you healed and ministered and preached to her, saved her. And then you invited her immediately, come follow me, participate in the mission. Or maybe she also said, I want to stay with you. I want to learn more from you. You've saved me from this enemy that I could not control or protect myself against. You're my hero. You're my savior. I want to be with you. I'm sure that was in her heart. And so many others wanted to follow you. The blind man afterwards wanted to follow you. The one you cast out demons wanted to follow you. And to some you said, no, stay. Stay here with your people. Stay in your town. Said, but to Mary Magdalene, you allowed her to accompany you, to go with the group. And at the same time, you had Joanna. Fairly well-to-do, I imagine. Her husband, a steward of Herod, part of the inner circle of a leader. And she also left that aside, traveled with you. And then there was Susanna and so many others. You allowed them to care for you, to support you with their resources, to be involved in the mission of the preaching of the kingdom of God with whatever they had to offer, whether it was their own witness of how you had saved them, whether it was their own means, thanks to having a certain social status or connections or money, or Susanna, her ability to care and support, organize, whatever. You took everyone's skill and allowed them to engage in the mission. What a great model for us in the church today, Lord. What a great model for me. Find the skills, invite into mission, empower people to serve and engage and be witnesses to you, Jesus. You don't want me to be an apostle as a lone ranger. Even as a priest, Lord, it's not your will that I do everything. Yes, as a ministerial member of the ministerial priesthood, there's a role I have of offering the sacraments. But the church is so much more than that. And there's so many ways you want others to engage in mission. Help me to be a priest that empowers and enables others to work. And Lord, as I head into the rest of my day, I want to look for opportunities to preach your word, to witness to you, but also opportunities to encourage others to also be apostles, to also work in the extension of your kingdom. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.